Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Last break of the day, Steve. Bless us with your closing remarks.
Bless us.
Yes. Enlighten us.
Yeah, that's heavy. Bless us is really heavy.
What's the blessing? Your
closing
remarks.
Yeah, I know, but I think of that. That puts me in a different space.
Okay.
So I think of what I'm going to do is talk to you about something that can help really move your life forward. You know, oftentimes, you know, man, we get stumped because we find ourselves in a dark place much longer than we want to be there. And some of these dark places that we find ourselves in is because we don't have the right attitude to get out. I'm going to tell you something that can help you move your life forward that could possibly be holding you back without you even realizing. It is the act of forgiveness. Just the simple act of forgiveness. You know, I had Bishop Jakes on my show one time, and we were talking about how forgiveness slows people up. Because when you don't forgive, you have to harbor all of these feelings. When you don't forgive, you have to harbor the memory of something. When you don't forgive, you harbor all of the ways it made you feel, which keeps you in a low state. Instead of getting to the mountaintop, you stay in this valley the whole time. And it's a tough place to be. You can rid yourself of that low place in life with the act of forgiveness. A lot of us can't move forward because we're allowing something somebody did to us hold us back. You know, I just can't get past the way he treated me. I just can't get past the way my father left me. I cannot get past the way that my mama was. I just cannot get past the way of how my friends treated me. I thought this was my best friend. I cannot believe how they did me, man. That's unthinkable. I just can't get past it. Well, if you say you won't get past it, I got news for you. You're not. And if you don't get past it, you can't move forward. See, Bishop Jakes taught me this. Forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is actually for you. See, you do a person like, I tell you what, every time they see me, I bet I ain't gonna forgive them. No, what actually happens is every time you see them, you relive the moment. Every time you see them, you drum up those old feelings. Every time you see them, you throw yourself into something. The person that you're not forgiving usually don't even know that you haven't forgiven them, and they done moved on with their life. They skipping. But because you have never forgave them or never brought it to their attention, so you think that it'll create closure for you, it won't. It won't. The fact that you won't forgive a person does nothing to them, but it does so much damage to you. It's like a cancer in your body that festers and grows. And over the years, if you don't forgive a person, it stays with you. And it causes so many ill feelings in you. And next thing you know, you can't move on with the next relationship because you're still living in the other relationship. You can't move on to the next business deal because you so wiped out how they did you in that last business deal. You can't find yourself progressing with your friends, your new friends, because you can't move past what your old friend did to you. How many times, if you really think about it, has the act of non-forgiving held you back? Probably more times than you think. Yeah, I did it to myself. It was a guy, man, that ran a club for me in Dallas. Well, he took some money from me. And at the time, it was $33,000. Now, back then, man, that was all I had. I came from a gig, and the money in the account, they said, well, it's gone, Mr. Harvey. You have some people signing, and they removed the money. I said, okay, maybe I'd do something with it. I called him. He wouldn't answer the phone. I went by his office, and his office was cleared out. And I went, and I came from a comedy gig. And I came back to my club, and all of a sudden, it was gone. And, man, that was it. I said, hold up. This dude took my money. I looked for him everywhere. Every time I heard, man, I had people looking for him. Hey, man, he up here getting a haircut. I get in my car, 40 minutes away, drive to the barbershop. Oh, he left, man. I go to a club. Hey, man, your boy just went out the back door. I run out the back door. I see his taillights pulling through the gate. I looked for him for years and for years and for years, man. I looked for this dude, man, for 7 years. And then something happened. My mama passed. And he sent the biggest flower arrangement to my mama's funeral because my mama taught him Sunday school. And I was sitting there and I read the card and it was from him. But at that moment, I didn't have time to hate him because my mama was gone. And at that moment, I realized what was really important to me. And he was so unimportant to me at that time. And so at that day, I forgave him that day. Now, since then, had he stayed my manager, he would be making right now 10% of everything I've earned. Do you have any idea what that check would be? But for $33,000, and I just forgave it. I was able to move on with my life. If I had allowed that to hold me there, I could be stuck right back at that 33. But because I was willing to let it go, God has opened up the windows of heaven and poured out of blessings. I ain't even got his blessings chased me down. I am telling you, you've got to let it go.
Talk to God today. Love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.